Brad Davidson, good morning, buddy.
Yeah, morning, guys. How are we?
Good, mate. We've got lots of different sorts of names coming in for this potential foal between Winks going to I Am Invincible.
Yeah, you're right. We've got plenty of them. I saw plenty on social media yesterday. I'm interested to see what they go with the owners there after, yeah, the news yesterday that to be served by I Am Invincible in her first season of stud. So, any favourites for you guys?
Winksable, I don't mind.
Yeah.
Winksable.
I'm going something a bit different. I don't mind the idea, but
I'm in Winksable is my favourite probably at the moment. I'm in Winksable. Anthony's text that one in.
Yeah, not bad. I like it.
What
like
about
it
just in Winksable?
Just in Winksable. In Winksable. You could shorten that up as well. Mm. Well, let's hope it can run. It would be so exciting if the horse can run.
Yeah.
Well, the query, isn't it? We see it with a lot of mares when they, champion mares on the racetrack. It doesn't always translate to champions in the breeding bars. Sometimes, there's this theory that I guess the less they race, the less the energy they expend on the track. Sometimes the better they are, but I'm not sure how much truth there is to that theory. But we've seen with a lot of champion mares that when they go to stud, they haven't been the best producers, but hopefully Winks is different in that category.
Let's wait and see. Blue Point?
Yeah, he's off to stud after these, his double at Royal Ascot there in the week. We're all hoping he'd come out to Australia. Mm. I was almost going to put up a tweet yesterday saying, gee, it's funny how the Europeans get into us when Winks doesn't want to go over there. But there's not much chatter this week about Blue Point not coming out to take on the best sprinter in the world in Santa Ana Lane in the Everest, but then news comes through the next day that he's off to stud. So understand that, but still disappointing. Would have loved to see him come out here and take on Santa Ana Lane. It would have been a great clash.
Now, this is one for the breeding people, right? But if you've got a very, very fast horse in the UK, if you've got a very, very fast horse here, the champion sprinter, does it really matter whether they win in the other hemisphere? So if Blue Point came down here and won the Everest, What would change as far as his stud fee would be concerned?
No, I guess you add a little bit more onto it.
Yeah, a little bit, but...
It's probably more the other way, isn't it? You probably add a bit more if an Australian horse goes over and wins over there. But you're right, it's probably more prestige and it's more for the racing fans. And I just find it funny that, a lot of people over there are quick to point out that Australian horses don't travel, but then when the shoe's on the other foot, everything seems to be quiet.
She's never been on a plane, Winks.
Doesn't need to.
No, I know that. I'm just saying, not anywhere.
Doesn't like it. Doesn't like flying. Travel sickness. What about Hootson?
Yes, it had one more run in England at Goodwood, I think, on August 2 in a Group 2 race there over the 1,000 metres before being retired to stud. I think she's going to be served by Lope de Vega there, so... won't be trained by the Edmonds camp. They've transferred it to a trainer over there. But, they've done a tremendous job with Hootson, and obviously it didn't work out at Royal Ascot, but we'll see her once more over there before heading to stud.
And what about Rachel Kelly?
Rachel King. She's off to see Racing New South Wales Dr. Duckworth today, I believe, to try to gain a clearance there to return to riding this Saturday at Rose Hill. She's recovered from that broken ring finger. So, obviously had a couple of little setbacks of late, Rachel, but she's been in outstanding form outside of those little setbacks. She had the collarbone as well a couple of months back. So hopefully she gets that clearance. It's going to be a good meeting at Rose Hill this weekend, the Civic Stakes. Always a good meeting in the winter months, this one. And, hopefully we can get some drying conditions. It's always tricky. It's pretty cold at this time of year, but I suppose we'll be on a wet track, that's for sure.
Yeah, we've got Port Macquarie off today, mate. The mid-north coast is copping it, Brad, and I think it's a heavy nine up there at Hawkesbury as well.
Yeah, we were wet there today and tomorrow at Kensington. I think it's still in the heavy range at this stage, so we'll do our form tomorrow for some wet trackers.
All right, we look forward to the tips.
Thanks, guys.